Awesome. Okay, so welcome to the Board of Equalization hearing meeting. This is for the August 13th. Our session won't be recorded, we will notify everybody when the recordings are turned off, when they're turned on, so just so you're aware. For the hearing, what will happen is we'll go through each appeal. There are several of these appeals that I can see are related. Same circumstances, same locations, maybe even. However, we will hear each one individually, but just keep in mind that if you have, especially you, Mr. Bay, if there's appeals that are similar, just keep in mind that more than likely, however we rule on the one, we'll rule on the other, which you would expect, right? So let's see, we have a quorum. We have Mr. Fugue, Ms. Yu, Ms. Goodrum, Mr. Kearse, and myself. Mr. Tandale is not here yet. So if and until he does show up, Ms. Yu, you will be able to be the alternate, so you will be voting. So we do have five members who will be hearing the appeals. So we do have a quorum. So I will call the meeting to order. And the first point of... I can't think of the word I was going to say, but the first thing we do is Pledge Allegiance. So we all stand with the flag over there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. So for most of the hearings, we have one other representative who will be coming in later. But we do swear in, Mr.
I'm
Russo.
I'm sorry, Robert's covering for him.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing Mark's case.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sorry.
So, Mr. Fay, you're handling all of them. So, we swear in both the appellants and the Commissioner of Revenue. So, before we go, we'll start off with, can you introduce yourself for the record on name and... Is your last name F-E-Y? It's easy to spell? Okay.
Yeah.
So just your name.
Hi, my name is Robert Fay, and I'm here today representing Ryan LLC and our clients.
Excellent. And
Brian Williams with the Commissioner of the Revenue's Office.
Heike Redden with the Commissioner of Revenue.
Thank you.
Leslie Kelly with the Commissioner of Revenue.
Thank you. What was your last name again?
Kelly.
Okay. Let me write that down.
K-E-L-L-E-Y.
All right. Will you be speaking today?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be swearing you in too. What's your first name again?
Leslie,
L-E-S-L-E-Y. E-Y. All right. Thank you, Ms. Kelly. So can I have all four of you raise your hand? And do you swear that the evidence you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. So the record note that... the three members of the Commission of Revenue and the appellant's representative have all sworn in. So we will go ahead and start with appeal number 6739, Amin SS3 LLC. And board members, I point out that appeal 6740 is related. And we will hear the first appeal, and then based on that, we'll take action on the second appeal. But just keep in mind that I believe the arguments, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Fay, but the argument for both of these appeals is pretty much the same thing.
Correct.
I mean, they were jointly calculated. So.
Yeah, this will be no biggie at all.
Okay. So the way we do things is we'll start off with the appellants or the representative, just make an open statement and just summarize your case. And then after you do that, then we'll ask the Commissioner of Revenue if they have the summary also for the case. And then at that point, board members will start asking questions. We just ask that you direct your comments and responses to the board members, to the Board of Equalization. I will pay attention as folks are speaking. So, you know, if the commissioner says something and you're like, whoa, that's wrong or something, I'll acknowledge you and I'll let you to know that I'll let you respond.
Excellent.
Likewise to the... I mean, they know. But likewise to the Commission of Revenue. So why don't you go ahead and open up?
Sure. So for these first two cases, it's actually going to be pretty straightforward. I reviewed the assessor's work package. I received it on Friday, later in the evening. They're recommending no change, reviewing their comparables and their approach. I'm in agreement here on these first two cases. I think they brought forward a pretty compelling case, and so I'm content to move forward with the no change.
Okay. Does Commissioner Revenue have anything you would like to say, or, I mean, probably not, but, okay. Do board members have any questions? Well, then, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll make the motion for that we uphold the Corps' 2024 land value at $1,217,200. This is for PIN number 189-481-281-001.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. Well, I heard Ms. Goodman first, so Ms. Goodman second. All right. Any comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Just want to thank Mr. Fay for his forthright.
Thank you.
Let's get through the whole day first before we thank you.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
All right. And that passes 5-0. So CORE affirms CORE's assessment. So then we'll jump in Appeal 6740. Which again is next. It's a property next to it, but it was appraised together. Same response.
Same testimony here. We agree with the assessor. It's a fair value.
Okay, and same also response. Thank you. Do I have any questions or comments from the board members? Do I have a motion from a board member? Ms. Goodrum.
Yeah, I move that the board approve the assessed value from the county in the PIN 189-481-281-002 for the 2024 valuation of $1,941,700.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Kearse. Any questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And that passes 5-0. All right. Okay. I'll take time. Are you ready to move on? You're the one that has to do more writing right now.
I think I'm missing a folder, actually.
Next appeal will be 6736. Main Street Station LLC.
We're gonna have to fill that out afterwards.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. I'll take notes.
Okay, so Main Street Station LLC. So Mr. Fay, please go ahead.
Sure. So with Main Street Station, same situation as the first two cases. Received the assessor's packet on Friday. Had an opportunity to review it over the weekend and. I think their value comes in at a fair, reasonable amount. You can even see on page 3 of 3 of their case where they're looking at the 2023 owner income and expense, and it does support a value higher than the 2024 assessment. The assessor has fortunately not requested an increase here. Thank them for that, and as such, we are happy with the no change.
Very well. Commissioner's office, have any statement? All right. They're not all going to be like this. board members, any questions or comments?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion? I'll go ahead and put in a motion. I will move that for appeal number 6736 that the Board of Equalization affirms the Corps' appraisal, total appraisal $27,601,320. Do I have a second?
Second
from Mr. Kearse. Again, any comments or questions? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
That motion passes 5-0. Okay. The next case we'll take up is appeal number 6754. BD Limited. Is it BD? BD or BD?
I actually don't know. I just type it and never heard anyone say it out loud.
BD, I guess. Limited partnership. And board members, as you can see, there are actually six parcels that are related. So, Mr. Fay, when you're ready, please go ahead and open up.
Sure. So this is actually pretty similar to the first three cases. Received the assessor's worksheet. They have numbers that, you know, could support an increase. They did not propose an increase. Thank them for that and are willing to accept the no change offer.
Okay. So not, we'll go through each appeal, but
yeah, sure.
Is it pretty much the same view on all the Beatty-related ones? Okay, or Beatty-related ones. Okay. Again,
no.
Court. And again, board members, comments, questions?
No, sir.
All right. Do I have a motion for appeal number 6754? Mr. Kearse.
Regarding PIN 16318363200, I move that we approve the county's assessed value of land, $789,000, zero for improvements, for a total value of $789,000.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Fugue, second.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Who
no, that's okay. Mr. Kearse made the motion. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fugue seconded.
Okay.
Any questions or comments? All right. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. And that motion passes 5-0. That is for appeal number 6754. So, appeal 6755. I need new glasses. Mr. Fay, the same comments as before.
Yep, same position.
Core, same comments as before.
Yes.
Board members, same questions as before. Do I have a motion? Mr. Kearse.
For PIN 16319022700, I move that we approve the county's assessed value of $1,565,300 for land, zero improvements, for a total value of $1,565,300.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Goodrum, second. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That passes 5-0. That is appeal 6755. Okay. Appeal 6757. Again, Mr. Fay, same comments?
Yeah, same comments there on that one.
Thank you. And the core, same
yes.
Same response?
Yes.
Board members, do I have any questions or comments? Do I have a motion? Mr. Kearse.
PIN 16328783600, I move that we approve the county's assessed value of $10,965,800 for the land. Improved value $8,182,500 for a total value of $19,148,300.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Few, thank you. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That motion passes 5-0 for appeal number 6757. Okay, this is appeal 6758. Yeah, Mr. Fay. Sorry, I do need to ask.
No worries at all. The only thing I guess I should add is for some of these data center cases that are taking place, or rather scheduled to take place at 3 p.m., I did ask for the property owners to show up. They indicated that they intend to show up. It'll be around 12:45 or 1 p.m. when they get here. So just kind of wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
But that, for this case here,
yeah,
steady as she goes.
Okay. Once we finish the case, I'll address that. Core, no comments.
No comments.
Board members, do I have a motion? Mr. Kearse.
PIN 16329106900, I move that we approve the county's assessed value of $1,300 for land, zero for improvements, for a total value of $1,300.
That's the motion.
I'm sorry?
I second.
Second, thank you. Ms. Goodrum, second. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And that motion passes 5-0 for appeal number 6758. Okay. Appeal 6759. Mr. Fay, any change?
Nope, same situation.
Core, any change?
No comment.
Board members, do I have any comments, questions, or a motion?
I move that we accept the Mata County's assessed value for PIN number 163-294-142-000 and the amount of, for land, $18,659,400 and improvements, $44,036,180.
Do I have
2024 year?
Okay. Sorry.
Total value
$62,695,580.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Few seconds. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
And that passes 5-0 for appeal 6759. And the last of the BD part, properties, appeal number 6760. Mr. Fay.
Same testimony as before.
Thank you.
No comments.
Thank you. Board members, comments, questions, or motion?
No.
Mr. Kears.
Regarding PIN 16338789000, I move that we approve the county's assessed value of $63,300 for the land, zero for improvements for a total value of $63,300.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Fugue seconded. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Kears, that was an aye?
That was an aye.
Yes, sir. So that also passed unanimously 5-0. That's appeal number 6760. So Mr. Fay, to address your question about the owners, we plan to take a break at 3 p.m. for lunch. Quite possibly we might be done, but but if not, so we should be here at 1 o'clock. So if the owners show up at 1 o'clock, we'll still be going on. The hearing will still be going on.
Excellent.
Just because we have to go through each one, I mean, they're not all going to go like this, do you think?
No, basically, once we hit the data centers, it's like the first three of the Digital Realty data center cases I'm going to be talking.
Okay.
But from there on out, the way the cases are structured, it kind of takes until the third case, I think, for the point to really get across. So hopefully, like, around then.
Okay.
Maybe I could take a bathroom break right before them. Because we're getting pretty close to 12:45.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay, so the next case we'll hear is appeal number 6706, which is Lakeview Center TTLC LLC. And again, I'll point out the members that appeal 6707 is the same LLC, and the assessment was performed together. So, Mr. Fay.
Different appraiser for these two cases.
Oh, okay. So can you state your name?
Michael Beck.
Michael, say it again.
Michael Beck with Commissioner Beck. Revenue's Office.
Michael Beck. Oh, yeah, right here. Mr. Beck, can I go ahead and swear you in? Do you swear that the evidence you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, sir. All right. So Mr. Beck has been sworn in now. And so we will start on Lakeview Center TTLLC. Mr. Fay, are you ready yet?
Yes. So this is the first one, Mike. This is the first one where there is no change recommended on this one. I'm in agreement there.
Okay. So for Appeal 6706, you are agreeing with that change?
Yeah, with the no change.
Okay. And does the core have anything they need to say? Thank you. Okay. Board members, do you have any questions or comments or a motion on Appeal 6706? Okay. Well, then I'll go ahead and make a motion. I move for Appeal number 6706 to affirm the core's appraisal value of land of $2,172,400, improvements of $17,256,460 for a total value of $19,428,860. Is there a second?
A second motion.
Ms. Goodrum, second. Any questions, comments? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that passes 5-0. Okay, so next appeal is 6707. So, Mr. Fay.
Sure. So in this case, the recommended value comes in at $14,820,520. The assessor on page 4 of 7 of their case has proffered a revised assessment of $11,010,330 based on the actual performance at the subject property. Our ask here is to basically realize that revised assessment.
Okay.
We accept, the agreement is attached to the appeal.
Yes.
My response, yeah.
So
those will be the new values, the revised assessment.
Okay. And I mean, I do see that this is signed, and it's signed by your supervisor, Mr. Williams. So the core is of the mind, this was your offer.
Yes.
And so you agree to it. Okay, so board members, if you see in the packet, and I believe it was page 4 of the case report from the commission's office, there's an agreement, an offer agreement, which was not accepted prior to our hearing, but the appellant is asking to accept that now, and that's to revise the assessment for land to $2,246,200, improvement to $8,764,130, and then the total $11,010,330. So, board members, do you see that, and or do you have questions?
So my question is, if the Corps has already recommended this, and that's what the client, and that's what the appellant wants, then do we really need to rule on this?
We do, because right now, because it wasn't accepted before our hearing.
Okay.
It's the original appraisal, which is the $14.8 million.
Okay, so we are here to give a blessing. If we so choose.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I move that.
Which I would recommend.
for pin number 0574004710000 to approve the revised assessment for 2024 land, $2,246,200. Improvement, $8,764,130. Total amount, $11,010,330.
And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Fugue is seconding. I will just make a comment for the record to clarify. The land value is the same that is in the current appraisal or the proposed appraisal. I don't know what you call it.
So,
assessment. Yeah, that's it. The assessment. That's the improvement amount that is being changed, just so when we do the paperwork, we will show it as we're affirming the land value and we're reducing the improvement value for the difference. So just so that's for the record. Okay, so Ms. Goodrum was the motion. Second. Okay, any comments, questions? All right, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So that does pass 5-0 with the revised assessment.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I should have mentioned that.
And that was for appeal number 6707. Okay. So the next appeal hearing will be appeal number 6702. Which is ACPF Nova Data Center LLC. Mr. Fay, at your leisure.
Sure. So I guess in the interest of kind of killing a little bit of time so that hopefully these folks show up in time, I'm going to talk a little bit on this one. Ultimately.
Oh, and I would say we can always move on to another case.
They're pretty much like all connected after we hit like the main data centers.
Got it. Okay.
Sure.
And so we'll just play it by ear. But so for this case here, I don't think we have anything strong enough to realize a reduction. But I did want to kind of just go through the process and some of the challenges that we face on our end. So this is owned by ACPF Nova Data Center LLC, which is, rather was, Cyxtera, who went into bankruptcy, was purchased by Brookfield Properties, and then spun off into an entity called Center Square. Ultimately, Center Square slash ACPF Nova Data Centers purchased this site for about $60 million in 2024. That was part of the bankruptcy proceedings, so the sale itself isn't really a valid, good sale to be using. In the instant case, the new purchaser was previously the tenant at this facility, and so they provided income and expense based on the income that they paid and the expenses that they incurred. And they kind of gave us the expenses via their pass-throughs that they had to pay out. HICA, rightfully so, wanted information from the property owner. At that time, the property owner had changed, and the previous owner was entirely disinterested in kind of assisting the new owner by providing that information. So it really put them in a tough spot where they have support for a lower value, but they couldn't really actualize that because the previous property owner refused to participate and was no longer owner of the property. Kind of compounding that issue is this firm, Cyxtera slash Center Square, they've been going through a lot of issues lately. And, you know, I'll start working with someone there and they'll be let go like a week or two later. So it's just kind of a revolving cast of characters. As such, we weren't really able to put together a comprehensive evidence package for this case. I do believe, based on the income that the tenant provided us, now owner, also they were Evoke at one short period of time was their name. So I get why the assessor's not lowering the value here. It leaves a slight bad taste in my mouth, but ultimately we weren't able to put together the evidence to support a reduction consistent with what the county is looking for. As such, they did not offer any type of reduction here. Just kind of wanted to voice the frustrations for this particular case.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner's office, Ms. Redden?
Yes, so we received the information that Mr. Fay provided, and we just really, it didn't give us the whole picture. The information was incomplete. So typically with an income statement, we would also see for the income, we would see common area maintenance recoveries, real estate tax recoveries, insurance recoveries, that sort of thing. So we really were struggling with the fact that we didn't have complete income, and then the expenses that are, you know, related to the real estate, which would be the landlord's expenses, are different from the tenant expenses.
And we do counter this, you know, the tenant has the contractual right under the lease to appeal the real estate assessment, but obviously we need to understand what the landlord's expenses are. They're the property owner, they get the tax bill, not the tenant. So when the tenant appeals, if the landlord, as Mr. Fay was saying, doesn't cooperate, it makes it very difficult for us to just take the tenant's information and then somehow apply that to the to the landlord's experience. And so that's always the challenge with that.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions? Mr. Few.
For Brian or Heike, what caused the 20% or more than that, 30% jump in 1 year?
Give me just a second, if you would.
More than that. I didn't review what it was in prior years on this case.
It looked like a 33%.
Pardon me?
33%.
Thank you, sir.
Is it the amount of use?
Quick math.
I mean, that's what we're used to seeing for data centers, yeah. The energy output.
Well, this is a data center where they are, the owner is leasing a shell to the tenant, and this is not based on megawatts or anything. This is just the straight the rent that the you know the
income
and expenses to the shell building. I think we hadn't received any income in a while from the owner, and we just trended it up based on the other data centers in this group. The income and expenses we did receive from the other, like data centers.
Yes. So in the retail data center group, we do get, if we are made aware of what they're paying for the shell space, we'll use that across the, and it looks like we did jump it from $25.75 to $33 per foot between 23 and 24. So that would account for the change. And we do that based on market information. That's all based on market as we get additional information.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I see the frustration, but 33% is, it's not outlandish in this area, and that's not even just, we look at these cases, multiple cases, you obviously do too, so it's not outlandish, and I did notice that the rent amount of $33 you've used consistently among multiple cases. The vacancy is 4%, which I think sort of between 4 and 6% is...
So
the data centers are 4%? Okay. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about other stuff. Yeah, and expenses also I've seen. So the 5% is what you're using for data centers. I don't know if it's 6% for office. I'm just... They seem reasonable. They seem correct and standard. So from that perspective... it does seem that the commissioner's office has used standard uniform process. What I didn't say at the beginning, Mr. Fay, is the board in hearing these cases is that we are to presume that the commissioner's office has performed the appraisals correctly and following standard procedures. So it's up to the appellant to show that they haven't, which doesn't always address the issues that as. In this case, you know, yeah, if we had better information, you probably could have gotten a better result. So, but that does happen. So, I don't have any other questions. I don't know if any other board members have questions. Mr. Kearse.
I just want to make the comment that I'm not even remotely surprised at the increase in the assessment for data centers, given that this is the number one data center capital of the world, and there's far more data centers that want to be here than land available for them. So, it doesn't surprise me in the least. Same thing years ago with real estate house assessments. A couple of years, they went up tremendously because the demand far outstripped the supply. So, I'm not surprised.
Any other board members have any comments or questions? Do I have a motion? Mr. Fugue.
I make a motion that we uphold the Coors 2024 assessment for PIN number 03446845800, with the land being $7,214,400, the improvements being $43,497,900, for a total value of $50,712,300.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Yu, I saw that second. All right, any comments or questions? Hey, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
That passes 5-0 for appeal number 6702. Okay. So Mr. Fay, are the clients showing up, is that for Digital Loudon or is...
Correct. Okay. Case 6719.
Okay.
So we have one more to go.
Gotcha. And we can move to different appeals. We don't have to follow the schedule directly, especially since you're representing everybody.
Okay.
So if we want, we can hold off on the Digital Loudons until the owners show up.
Awesome. Yeah. After we finish this one, I do need to use the restroom. I've been pounding seltzers, but I'll give him a call.
Okay. So
one more.
We will go through appeal 6704. Is that GITC Ashburn LLC, Mr. Fay?
So in this case, the assessor, I'm not able to pull up the actual case file, but just in conversations, I believe they offered a reduction here, and what they've offered, I think, is pretty fair. I think it's a reduction of $6,223,503, something like that. From 48.5 million down to 42.3 million.
So on page 3 of my report?
Yes.
That's the...
Okay, the 42,323,930? Okay. All right, so board members, page 3 of the case report, the proposed revised 2024 assessment is what Mr. Fay is referring to, and Ms. Redden has confirmed. So the core offered that as the formal offer wasn't provided and received or accepted before to the hearing.
It was provided, but it wasn't.
Okay. It didn't have a chance to respond before the hearing.
Correct.
Okay. But you still stand by this as a proposed reduction. Okay. So offered revised assessment, $42 million. I assume that the land would stay the same at $12,042,000?
Yes.
800, and so the difference would be to the improvement?
Correct.
Okay. So while I'm doing that calculation, did board members have any questions?
My question is, what page is it?
Page 3.
Page 3 of my report is the proposed, it's on the...
Do you have the numbers?
Do you have the numbers, Cliff? I have them.
Yeah. It's right there in front of you now. Bottom page.
Yes, if you have the numbers, go ahead.
Let's see, for PIN 08838178800, I move that we approve the county's land assessment of $12,042,800 and reduce the improvement assessment from $36,504,630 to $30,281,130. For a total assessed value of $42,323,930.
Perfect. All right. Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. So Mr. Kearse with the motion, Mr. Few with the seconds. Okay. Any questions or comments from board members? All those in favor of the motion as stated, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that passes 5-0. So that's for appeal 6704, and that will be to reduce to the proposed revised assessment. So that's improvements. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and take a 10-minute break, and then we will start up again in 10 minutes at 12:55.